I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to The Best of Late Night, where we pick a theme and pull together the top laughs. Today's theme, Trump's Puerto Rico response. After Puerto Rico was hit with a devastating hurricane, the president responded in true Trump form with a set of negative tweets. What could get him to act with more urgency for the disaster's victims? Bill Maher makes a suggestion that has to do with the NFL. And you know the presidential response is bad, Colin Jost explains, when entertainer Pitbull has made more of an effort than the most powerful man in the country. Maher, Jost, Michael Che, Samantha Bee, and Jimmy Fallon in today's Best of Late Night.
Well, after President Trump was criticized for a terrible response to Hurricane Maria, this morning he finally gave the people of Puerto Rico what they needed most. A bunch of tweets straight up calling them lazy. Trump said the people of Puerto Rico, quote, want everything to be done for them. Then he told his caddy to repair his divot and drive him to the next hole.
You know, sending a kind, supportive message to citizens in need is the easiest part of a president's job, unless you're a victim-blaming dementor.
He said this, quote, Texas and Florida are doing great, but Puerto Rico, which was already suffering from broken infrastructure and massive debt, is in deep trouble.
No, bad. What these people need is hope. Specifically, Hope Hicks. I beg you, Hope, trank him and take his phone away.
No, I've got an idea. Let's tell Trump that there are lots of black people kneeling in Puerto Rico. Maybe he'll get focused on that.
Rapper Pitbull, great transition, has loaned out his private jet to help rescue people in Puerto Rico. Wow, if only Donald Trump knew someone with a private jet. How is the president of the United States worse at humanitarian aid than Pitbull? And you know Pitbull was doing it while also featuring on four different tracks and hosting foam parties for Bud Light.
Trump was talking about Puerto Rico during his speech today, but listen to the way he described it.
This is an island surrounded by water, big water, ocean water.
Someone even told me there could be fish in the water swimming around.
I'm very sensitive about this because, you know, they're saying the relief efforts there are a disaster, which is very unfair. He's tweeting as hard as he can.
Trump is busy doing the real work, making excuses while half explaining what an island is. Just watch.
This is an island surrounded by water, big water, ocean water.
What are you talking about? It's not a treacherous journey. It's Puerto Rico, not Skull Island. Cruise ships full of retired ants go there all the time. I think Trump is working off one of those old sailor maps with sea monsters on it.
No, he is going to head down there to Puerto Rico as soon as someone from his cabinet frees up a plane.
In 1 month, you've mishandled Puerto Rico, DACA, the NFL. It's like whenever anybody darker than your golf pants has a problem, you're thinking, how can I make this worse?
And to watch our top picks online, visit usatoday.com/opinion. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.